Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Gabby and Bon Lahore. I don't know where Bent is, but it's me and the Gabster from 4. Anyway, we begin today's potty thing with the news that Southampton have rejected an approach from Man United to take their sporting director, Jason Wilcox, to Old Trafford. TalkSport understands. Dean Saunders believes he knows exactly what United must do with their recruiting in the summer.
It needs sorting. If the generals and the colonels can't get it right, the soldiers can't win the war. And upstairs, it's not right. Hopefully, Jim Ratcliffe comes and, he's come in. Hopefully, he gets it sorted and they make the right decision. Yeah, I can make four good decisions for you now. Because it needs clearing the decks. They
go
need
on
a
then.
New team.
Let's hear it.
Sign Tony, Mbeumo, Mitoma and Lewis Dunk. Sign them four. There you are. There's four players who turn up every week. Ivan Tony, Mbeumo, Mitoma and Dunk. I look at some of them players at Man United who are still there. I mean, what you're bringing Harry Maguire on as sub. He's tried to sell him six times. He's tried to sell Wan-Bissaka. The players know. They should have cleared the decks a long time ago. You've still got players in your team who are not at the races every week. Some days they try, some days they don't.
Back to the Premier League very shortly. But on to the Championship, where, of course, there were all 24 teams in action in a feast of Easter Monday action.
TalkSport Daily.
Gets it across. Vardy! The Leicester City promotion party could be back on. And who else is right in the heart of it? But Jamie Vardy taking Leicester back to the top of the Championship. Leicester City 3, Norwich City 1.
Leicester's lead at the top didn't last long because Ipswich Town just refused to give up.
Davis takes it down. He's inside the area. He steered it back across. A miscue. Sarmiento! It's in! Sarmiento has poked it into the corner. This is absolutely incredible. I don't believe my eyes. Ipswich have won 3-2 in the 97th minute. They're going top of the Championship.
Another late show at Portman Road moves Kieran McKenna's side top of the league. They're 2 points ahead of Leicester, but have played a game more.
No, you can lose yourself very, really quickly. It was a great moment. Everyone enjoyed it. Great scenes with the subs and the staff and the supporters. So, yeah, of course, you enjoy the moment, but, we're experienced enough now to know that the game's not over, and we had it here, you know, maybe a month ago with Rotherham, where we conceded in the 96th minute and we went and scored, you know, a minute later. So us more than anyone know that the game's not dead. So it was then about, you know, trying to reorganise and make sure that we're set, because there's always one more ball to come in, and we had to see that out right as well.
Southampton players, they can't believe it. You know, Ipswich looked so tired. They put so much in to trying to get back into the game.
Russell Martin's Saints will have to settle for the playoffs because they're 12 points off second.
So I'll probably get criticised for saying I thought we were brilliant. I thought, honestly, we were so good. Their goal comes out of nothing. It shouldn't go in. Is like the real truth of the matter. Gavin will know that. He should do better. And I love Gavin. He does some brilliant things tonight. But we can't concede the two goals we conceded. When we should be at 2-1, we have two unbelievable chances to kill the game off. At 2-2, I thought we looked like we were going to be the team that wins it, and it changed.
It was another late show at Elland Road, this time by Somerville and Dan James.
Leeds United get the job done, as they always seem to do here at Elland Road. It's a game that they scored first, they were paid back, and they left it really late. to find a way through. An 88-minute penalty, a 97th-minute sealer from 50 yards out. They've seen off Hull 3-1.
Daniel Farke's side end the weekend second, a point above Leicester and a point behind Ipswich.
Well, we are unbeaten in 2024, so 15 games, 13.
Best run for 15 years.
Unbeaten in the home games, I think the best season we've played in our history in terms of points. Yeah, a bit more of the same would be nice, but just because we were brilliant in the recent months is also never a guarantee.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Spurs gaffer, Ange Postecoglou, speaking ahead of tonight's clash with West Ham, which of course is live on TalkSport. They are currently fifth, and a win tonight could see them go fourth ahead of Aston Villa. But Big Ange played down talk of the race for the Champions League.
To me, it's all irrelevant. Like I said, what's important for me is that, I've said it quite a few times, is that, you know, we want to finish the season strong and keep building on the foundation of being a team that hopefully in 12 months' time, people are looking at us differently and talking about us differently. And to do that, it can't just be about where you finish or how many points you get. It's got to be more than that. But obviously, if we finish the season strong, we'll finish in a decent position and we'll see that where that takes us.
Now, here's Andy Townsend making a sensational claim that Bayern Munich's Harold Kane could come back to England in the summer, with the German giants now almost certain to miss out on the Bundesliga title.
There is no question it must have crossed his mind. I personally think that you would, whoever they appoint at Bayern, there's going to be a massive change there in the summer. And I would have thought that next season, that again, they'll probably start as favourites to get the Bundesliga title back, and Harry will stay for another year. But it must have, Jeff, it will undoubtedly have crossed his mind, because he probably can't believe what's going on around him at the moment. He really can't. He's gone there thinking, I'm nailed on to win most of the big pots that are on offer. And look, yes, they're involved in the Champions League, but with the way that they're playing in the league, they've got no divine right to think they're going to go the distance in that competition either, with or without Harry Kane. So he would most certainly be thinking about it. And if he has a big Euros for England and decides, do you know what, I have had enough, I'm going to come back, I think there'll still be plenty that will take him.
Staying with the TalkSport Breakfast Show is Jeffrey Stelling defending Calvin Phillips for his reaction to the West Ham fans who were giving him a little bit of abuse at the weekend.
I mean, he's a million miles off what he was, but I would say that, you know, West Ham have just lost a game that they look sure to win, and it, a lot of it is down to Calvin Phillips conceding that penalty after coming on as a substitute. The team are going to be down. Calvin Phillips is going to be down. If you want to wait for the team bus just to abuse the players, then expect to get some back. And that was a pretty moderate response, I thought, from Calvin Phillips. My sympathies in that respect, totally with him. Let's not make a big deal about it again, because all he's doing is giving a tiny little bit back.
I can only see a return to Leeds being the only way for him to possibly find some sort of peace inside and to be comfortable in his surroundings and to be loved again.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help.
With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
The verdict returns to the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel with former world champion Carl Froch and his old rival George Groves. The boys reviewed the brutal 12-round draw between Ferrell Wardley and Fraser Clark, but disagree over which fighter should have been given the decision.
And finally, Judge Mark Bates sees it 113 to 113. This bout has been ruled a draw.
Both guys left it all in the ring, would have left maybe a little piece of themselves in the ring forevermore.
When you think about a low blow, I mean, I thought the low blow that hit Fabio was on the belt line. I thought it was a nothing shot, pointless. You got to make sure it's a good one. You got to make sure you do some damage just to really take the wind out of the sails. And that 1 point deduction, it did cost him the fight.
On my card, it felt like it was a one round shootout. It was that tight. Whoever wins that last round wins the fight. I think Fabio Wardley might wake up this morning and feel disappointed.
Fabio Wardley, he looked beaten up and he looked hurt, so I think if anybody's happy with that draw, it's Fabio Wardley. I think Fraser Clark's going to feel hard done to there. Only just, it was a close fight. It could have gone either way. And we definitely need a rematch. That fight has to happen.
And staying with the world of boxing, here's the former European champion, the wonderful Spencer Oliver, backing the winner of the rematch between Wardley and Clark to have a mega fight over in Saudi.
We knew it was going to be a good fight, but boy, did it deliver. I mean, you know, no one expected it to go the way that it did. It was one of the greatest British heavyweight fights, I think, of all time, if I'm totally honest. Like, it was the character that they were both showing. Like, after round four, you're thinking, they're both gone here. They haven't got a lot left. Round five, Fraser goes down, and you think, he's done, like, because you think, like, now...
He looked a bit stunned as well.
Absolutely. You think, Wardley's going to jump on him, the bell rings, then he comes out, puts it back on Wardley, and, like... Just when you think one guy is taking control, the other guy was coming back, and we get to like sort of round 10, 11, 12, the penultimate rounds, and you're looking at it and you're going, where are they finding this from? Like now, like forget the physicalities. This is all about the mental strength. With what's going on out in Saudi Arabia and the landscape of the heavyweights, it's all about securing that financial security for your family, etc. That's where the big money's at. That's where all the heavyweights are. It's like a super league out there right now. But I think the winner of this, you know, if we go again with a rematch, they put themselves straight up there in that mix.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Gabrielle Agbon-Lahore. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And a bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.